Daf is Daf Yud Dalad. We got to the new parak, which is the bottom of Yud Gimel Mabay, is the third parak, the final parak of Moed Katan, and the Mishnah begins as follows. We're going to enter into the territory of Avelus. That's pretty much the remaining part of the Masechta. So the Mishnah begins, Ve'elu Megalchin B'moed. The following people are allowed to shave on Chol HaMoed, even though normally it's Asur to. They are as follows. Habab mi medina sayam, person who came from overseas and didn't have a chance to shave beforehand. Beis hashivya, a person who was in jail or in captivity. And yotzi beis hasur, and this one's in jail. The first one was in captivity, similar case. He didn't have a chance to shave before Yom Tov. Vamenuda shi'atira lo chachamim, a person who was placed in excommunication as a menuda, and the chachamim permitted him, released him from his nidui, he also is allowed to shave. V'chei misha nishal l'chacham v'hutar, a person who perhaps took a ned there not to shave, and then he decided he couldn't handle it anymore, so he asked a chacham to do hatar sadarim, so then it was permitted for him to shave. V'hanazir, a person whose naziris ended on Chol HaMoed. V'hamitzora mitumasa l'tarasa, a person who was a mitzora and then became tahor, so he also shaves on Chol HaMoed. So that's the list of those who shave. Eilu Megalchin. So then the Mishnah says, Ve'elu Mechabsin B'moed, the following are individuals who are able to do laundry in Chol HaMoed. Normally, of course, it's us to do laundry, but these individuals are allowed to. Again, the list is the same. Habab Mimidines Hayam, Umibes HaShivir, Vayotz Mibes HaSurim, Uminuda She'etir L'Chachamim, V'chaymish HaNisha L'Chacham V'Hutar. All the same list as Ve'elu Megalchin, Ve'elu Mechabsin. So then the Mishnah says, adds on another part of the list, the mitpachos ha-yadayim, like little rags that they used to dry their hands or wash the hands, mitpachos ha-saparim, that was used for the barbers, even though barbers were shut down on Chol HaMoed, but when they had to give haircuts to these individuals, so they had to clean, wash the cloths, mitpachos ha-sapag, which is the used for drying things, also to squeeze things out, the base ha-merchatz, they explain, some type of towel, Hazavin vaHazavos vaNidos vaYoldos v'chol haOlam mituma l'tara. Any other individual who went from a state of tuma to tara can now clean all of their clothing. And then the Mishnah finishes off saying v'harei elu mutarin v'shar kol adam asur. Only these individuals are permitted in washing their clothing. Everybody else is prohibited from washing their clothing. So the Gemara says now, beginning the Gemara, the third parak now. Vishar kol adam mai tai masurin. Why is it usur to shave on Chol HaMoed? One would imagine it should be permitted to shave on Chol HaMoed, at least for the second day of Yom Tov, to look presentable. So the Gemara says, Kiditanan, the Mishnah tells us, Anshe Mishmar v'anshe Maimed asurin l'saper u'l'chabes. So Anshe Mishmar, who's Anshe Mishmar? Kohanim. The Kohanim who were during their week, there's 24 Mishmaros, and each Mishmar had 2 weeks to serve in the base of Mikdash, so if it's their week, so the lach is Anshe Mishmar, and Anshe Maimon, who's Anshe Maimon? Anyone know?
It's the Yisraelim.
The Yisraelim. The Yisraelim also split up in different Mishmaros called Ma'amados, and they would go to their base Knesset of their city, and they lay in Ma'is Bereishis, they lay in from that Sefer Bereishis. So these individuals, Anshe Mishmar and Anshe Maimon, there's a Mishnah in Tainus, it says asun l'saper l'chabes. They're not allowed to shave. Can't get a haircut. They can't do laundry. Ubechamishi mutar mipnei kavod Shabbos. But on Thursday they're allowed to, out of respect for Shabbos. V'amar Rabba bar Barchana amar Rabbi Elazar my time. Why can they not shave during the week of Chol HaMoed? Kidei shlo yichantu l'mishmarasam kishay menuvalim. Because what's going to happen? They're going to say I'm working all week. Oh, I got an off week. Next week, I don't have to go to work, but I get to work in the base of Mikdash. I'm not going to shave on Sunday before I go to work. I'll shave sometime during the week when I've got free time. And they didn't want a person coming in all disheveled before the week of the Mishmar, so they said, you can't shave during the week of Mishmar. That would guarantee that they would shave before they start the Mishmar. So along the same line, says the Gemara Hachanami, when it comes to Chol HaMoed, Kidei Shloichantu L'Regel Kishay Menuvalim. Because a person's going to say, you know what, I'm taking off this week. I've got more time to shave during the week of Chol HaMoed, so I'll shave, I'll skip Erev Yom Tov shave. It's very busy, I'm trying to get in a last-minute work done. I've got no time to shave, I'll shave Chol HaMoed. So in order to prevent that from happening, they said, you're not allowed to shave during Chol HaMoed. that week is blocked off, so that's going to then force you to shave Erev Yom Tov to enter into Regel looking very presentable. So the Gemara asks now, by Rabbi Zeira, of the law of Veda Erev HaRegel, let's say a person loses an object, he loses his wallet, his credit card, and there's a guy in here just before actually from the call who said he lost 2 credit cards today. Not a good idea to use credit cards as your underliner. So he lost 2 of them. I guess he didn't learn his lesson after the first one. So the guy is busy Erev Yom Tov looking for his credit card. And so he doesn't have a chance to shave on Erev Yom Tov. So do we allow him to shave? Is he considered an exception? Just like the guy Medinas Hayam, the guy who traveled overseas, or the guy who was in jail or held in captivity, they couldn't shave Erev Yom Tov, so they could shave on Chol HaMoed. So what about the guy who's busy looking for his credit card Erev Yom Tov? Do we say, Kaven de'onis mutter? Since it was honest, it was against his will. He didn't choose to lose the object, and he had to find this credit card. So maybe he's permitted to shave on Chol HaMoed. O dilma kaven de'lo mucha chamil salo. Or perhaps, since nobody knows that he lost his credit card, everybody knows the guy who was freed up from jail. Everyone knows that guy. Everybody knows when the guy came back from overseas trip. Everyone knows. So when they see he shaved during Chol HaMoed, everyone knows that he had a special hat there. But this guy, Reuven, who lost his credit card, nobody knew he lost his credit card. And they see that he shaves on Chol HaMoed, so then they're going to start saying, oh, wait a second, I'm allowed to shave also? Or they're going to be choshed him for shaving when he shouldn't be shaving? So since nobody knows his situation, maybe he wouldn't be allowed to shave on Chol HaMoed. So the Gemara says, Amar Abaye Yomru Kol HaSarikin Asurin Sriki Baitus Mutarin. So this is referring to, Rashi explains here, that there's a certain way to make matzah in a shape. Now, you have to be an expert to make matzah in a certain shape, otherwise it could turn to chametz. So they said you can't make matzah into any fancy shapes. Apparently, the people, the Sariki Baitusim, those bakers knew how to do it in a special shape without having it to come to chametz. So we said, we're not going to say everyone's usher to make a shaped matzah, but these guys are mutter, because then it starts getting confusing. So we say, lo plug across the board, since nobody knows how to do the matzahs, since most people, rather, don't know how to bake such matzahs, it's also for everyone. So too, this individual, they say, you're not allowed to shave, because across the board, everyone else is also from shaving, so you should be no different, and you're not allowed to shave on Chol HaMoed, even though you're busy looking for your lost object, Erev HaRegel. So the Gemara says, lo tameich, according to your reasoning, what about Had Amar Rabbi Asi, Amar Rabbi Yochanan? Another exception of another person who is allowed to do laundry on Chol HaMoed is Kol Mi She'ein Lo Ela Chalak Echad Mutu L'Chabso B'Chol HaShemoed. So a guy who's only got one shirt and he got dirty, he is allowed to do laundry on Chol HaMoed. So why is that permitted? Hasam Nami, we should say there as well. Yom Rukol Asarikin Asurin Shriki Baitusin Mutarim. The whole world is asur to bake matzahs this way. The whole world is asur to do laundry on Chol HaMoed. But this one guy is allowed to? So we should say it's asur, it should be low plug across the board. So the Gemara says, ha, no. Ha itmar Allah, it was said on this halacha, Amar Mar Bar Ravashi, Ezoro Muchiachalav. What does Ezoro Mochiachalav? The guy's got nothing. He's just simply wearing a little towel, if you will. Let's say a belt of some sort, but it has to be more than a belt. More of a towel he's covered up. He takes a towel, wraps it around his body, so he takes off his clothing and washes it. Everybody sees the guy standing with a towel right by the river washing his clothing. It's mochiach that he's got no clothing, and that's why it's permitted. No one's going to think that's permitted for everybody else to do laundry. That's why it's permitted. But the guy who lost his object, nobody knows that he lost his object, and that's the reason why he's shaving. So therefore, it's asur for the guy who, the Avdullah Aveda. So Gemara asks another question. Gemara asks, by Rabbi Zeira, another question Rabbi Zeira asks, Uman she'avdullah Aveda Erev HaRegel Mahu. An Uman, who one of the workers, who, the local barber, or the guy with the grocery store, he loses his object Erev Yom Tov. Does he have a heter? What was his heter be? Kevin du'uman hu muchacha milsa. Since he's the worker and everybody goes down and they see that Reuven's not in his barber shop today, then everyone says, oh, he lost an object. So everyone's going to realize what happened to Reuven the barber, and therefore no one's going to think anything else. And it would be understandable how he's allowed to shave, because everybody knows he was too busy looking for his aveda or regel. Oh, Dilma, perhaps we should say, Kevin de lo muchacha milsa kihanach lo. Or perhaps we should say, you're right, a lot of people know where Reuven was Erev Yom Tov. Most people know, but not everybody. But since it's not as apparent as the guy who was freed from jail, or the guy who is freed from captivity, it's not as muchach, so maybe we shouldn't allow him to shave on Chol HaMoed, and the Gemara ends off in a teku. Gemara now says that the two dots halfway down the Amud, the Gemara says, Medina Sayam. The guy comes from overseas, so Masnisin Delol Rabbi Yehuda. Our mission is not like Rabbi Yehuda. Who's Rabbi Yehuda? Titani Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Haba Medina Sayam, Lo Yigaleach Mikvene Sheyotze Shelo Brishus. A guy who went overseas and comes back on Chol HaMoed is not allowed to shave because he left without Rishus. Our Mishnah says across the board, anybody returning from overseas could shave on Chol HaMoed. But Rabbi Yehuda says he cannot since he left Shelo Brishus. What do you mean? How could that? Why is it Shelo Brishus? Who says it's also to leave? You can't leave your country? So Rava comes along and explains, Amar Rava, Lashut Divriya Kol Aser. A person who goes, what's Lashut mean? He goes to see the world, says Rashi, Lashut im yatza shelo litzarch. He didn't go for any need. He went on a cruise. He went to go see the, safari in Africa. Lo yatza ela kedei lashut ba'olam lerosa, to go observe the world and see the beauty of Hashem. V'chazer b'moed. He returns back in Chol HaMoed. Now, it's not Aser to do that. There's a value to that. But it's Aser to do that in such a way where you plan to come back on Chol HaMoed and expect to shave. That's when it's Aser. But Stam to do that, there is an inin to go see the Hashem's world. But so if you go Lashut and then you come back on Chol HaMoed, everybody agrees, Divrei Kol, it's Aser to shave. You're not considered the Medinas Hayam. And if it's the case, the guy went to the Mazonos, he had mamish nothing to eat. He went to make a few dollars to feed his family. So then Divrei Kol Mutter. Then he went because that was a tzorach. So then if he came back Chol HaMoed from overseas, he's certainly allowed to shave, even according to Rabbi Yehuda. So what's the machlokas between the Chachamim of our Mishnah and Rabbi Yehuda? Lo nechleku ela laharvicha. It's only if the guy had enough money, but he went to make some extra money. So then what's the shayla? Mar medamile kilashut, mar medamile kilmizonos. One guy thinks if you don't need the money, that's considered like you're just going to see the beauty of the Hashem's world, and that you don't have a heter to shave on Chol HaMoed. But the other one thinks, no, harvacha is in fact part of mizonos, and would be allowed to shave when returning on Chol HaMoed. So the Gemara says now, the Meisive asks the question, Amar Rebbe, Niran Divrei Rebbe Yehuda Kishiyata Shelo Brishus. I think Rebbe Yehuda is correct if a person leaves without permission, and Divrei Chachamim Kishiyata Brishus, and Chachamim allow you to shave when you leave to Medina Sayam with permission. So what's going on here? Shelo Brishus, what does it mean if you left without permission? Ilei Malashut, if it means you left to go see the world, that can't be the Machlokas, because Ha'amris, we just said above, that Divrei Kol Aser, everyone says it's Aser to shave if you went to go Lashut Ba'olam. Ella, Lemizonos, it must be that he left to go get Mizonos, but that can't be true either, because Ha'amris, we said above, Divrei Kol Mutter, if you go out for Mizonos and then return on Chol HaMoed, you're allowed to. Se'ela pshita must be a case laharvicha. The guy went overseas to go make some extra money. So then that's the situation here where Rabbi Yehuda says that it's aser. So the Gemara says, wait a second. Ela pshita laharvicha. It must be harvicha ema seifa. Look at the seifa which says nira nedivrei chachamim kishyatza brishus. So what do the chachamim mean when they say you left brishus? If we say, my brishus ilema lemizonos, so ha'amris divya kol mutter. Everyone says you're allowed to shave if you return back from getting some mizonos. Vela leharvicha, must be leharvicha. So we pass like chachamim by harvicha. But we just said above, ha'amris nirin divya yehuda baha. So obviously this brisa doesn't make much sense. What's going on here? So the Gemara interprets it to say, hachi kamar. Nirin divya rabbanan, Rabbi Yehuda rather, the rabbanan, meaning Rabbi Yehuda agrees to the rabbanan, Kishiyotza, I'm sorry, rather this. Nirin Divrei Rabbi Yehuda, the words of Rabbi Yehuda appear correct to the Rabbanan, meaning the Rabbanan agreed to Rabbi Yehuda to Aser to shave, Kishiyotza, Shelo Brishus. When you leave without Rishus, what's my Shelo Brishus? My Nihu Lashut. You're right, there is no Machlokes when you go Lashut. Even Chachamim agreed to Rabbi Yehuda. Shafil Chachamim lo nechleku alav elal harvicha. Aval Lashut modelei, they agree when the guy goes to just see the beauty of the world. And you return back on Chol HaMoed, they agree you're not allowed to shave. And the flip side, Vinir and Divrei Rabbanan, the words of the Rabbanan appear the Rabbi Yehuda correct, Kishiyatze Birshus. When you leave Birshus, my Nihu, when you leave the Mizonos. Shafilu Rabbi Yehuda lo nechlok aleim elal avicha aval Mizonos modilu. Okay, pretty much what he said above. So Gemara now says, last six lines of the Amud here, Amar Shmuel, Katan ha-nolad b'moed muter legaleach b'moed. A child who's born on Chol HaMoed, it's permitted to shave his hair. Shein lecha beisa asurim gadol mizeh. If it happens to be, he has some long hair, which is a strange case. I don't know how likely this is, but some he has long hair that's bothering him. There's some tsa'ar to him. So you're allowed to shave for him, because being in his mother's womb, there's no greater jail than that. Not in a bad way. The idea, of course, means that he has no way. He couldn't have shaved before Yantav. He wasn't born yet. So if a child's born on Chol HaMoed, you are allowed to shave his hair if it's really bothering him. So the Gemara is medayik, b'moed in mei karalo. So only on Chol HaMoed are you allowed to shave, but beforehand you're not allowed to. What does that mean? So look at the last Rashi on the page. Mei karalo. De'im nolad kodem rekel. If he was born before Yontif and he didn't shave, then he has no heter to shave. Ein magalech b'regel. So that's the din by a katan. The katan is only allowed to shave on Chol HaMoed if he was born on Chol HaMoed. But if he was born Erev Yontif and he didn't shave, he's not allowed to shave on Chol HaMoed. So what we see from this Gemara right now is the halachas of shaving apply to a katan as well. That's the klal. So the Gemara asks the question, is it really true that the halacha of shaving applies to a katan as well? So Masiv Reb Pinchas, Kol Elu Sh'amru Mutil Legalech B'Moed Mutil Legalech B'Mei Avelo. All the individuals listed in the Mishnah that we permitted to shave on Chol HaMoed are also permitted to shave during Avela. So let's say, for example, a person who came from overseas and turns out that a relative of his dies, he comes in during Shiva, he has a heter to shave and do laundry. A person was released from jail, hadn't shaved in months, he comes back and it's during Avela. It's just like he could shave during Chol HaMoed, he could shave during Avela. So what's the flip side? Ha aser legalech b'moed. Those who are aser, those who are prohibited from shaving during Chol HaMoed, aser legalech b'mei avelo, also cannot shave during the arvelos. Okay, everything seems fine now. But now the Gemara says on top here, on the top of Amud Beis, bavi amrish katan is beplugsa. If you say that a katan, there's a chiluk. What's the chiluk? As Rashi says, if he was born before Yontif, he can't shave on Chol HaMoed, but if he was born on Chol HaMoed, then he's allowed to. So what's the kasha here? So then you're telling me, since a katan, it's a normal case, a katan was born before Yontif, so we're saying it's aser for him to shave on Chol HaMoed, which means, what's halacha for katan during Avelis? Should be aser for him as well. That's the klal. Aser on Chol HaMoed, aser on Avelis. So are we going to suggest now that Avelis applies to a katan? So the Gemara says, Nimtes Avelis noheges b'katan. Is it really true that a katan has to keep Avelis? V'atane, doesn't the Braisa teach us that Mikarin l'katan ibn agwas nefesh? We tear kriya, a very sad thing to ever see this, a child who's sitting, who's Avelis for a parent, or any other relative, and you tear kriya on him, it's mibnei agwas nefesh. What is mibnei agwas nefesh? So the Gemara Rashi explains here, mibnei agwas nefesh, Sheyivku haroin v'yirbu b'chavod hames. They should cry when they see the young boy tearing kriya, and they should cry v'lo b'nei shehu avel, not because he's chayv in avelus. What?
Not for his benefit.
Exactly. Not for his. Well, it's never benefit, but not for. It's not his chiv. He's not chayv in avelus. He's only doing. We're only doing this to him just to get everyone to cry and have more covered for the mace. So we see that there is no avelus for a katan. So how then, if there's no avelus for a katan, so he should be able to shave during Chol HaMoed as well, because we have this equation between Chol HaMoed halachas and Avelis halachas. So Gemara explains, Amar Rav Ashi, Mi Katani Ha'asurin. Whoever said it's an exact equation, whoever is Asur in Chol HaMoed is Asur in Avelis. Dilma Yesh Me'em Asur V'Yesh Me'em Mutter. Maybe the equation is, whoever is Asur, the klal is as follows. Those who can shave on Chol HaMoed can shave on Avelis. That's the equation. The inverse is, those who are prohibited from shaving on Chol HaMoed, some of them are prohibited during Avelis, yet some of them are mutter during Avelis. So those who are mutter during Avelis would be the katan. So we never said the equation goes the opposite direction either. So the Gemara says, Amemar, Vitem, others say it's Rav Sheisha, Bre, Rav Idi, Masni Hacha. He had a little bit of a different version here Amar Shmuel Katan Motel Galcha B'Moed Loishna Nola B'Moed Loishna Nola B'Ikar. He argued and said a Katan is always allowed to be shaved, whether he was born before Yom Tif, born on Chol HaMoed, he's always allowed to shave. The Isra of Yiluach does not apply to a Katan on Chol HaMoed. So the Gemara says further, Amar Rav Pinchas Af Ananami Tanina. We also have the same halacha, because Kol Elu Shamu Motel Galcha B'Moed. Those who could shave on Chol HaMoed could shave during Avelos. And the implication is, those who cannot shave on Chol HaMoed cannot shave during their Avelos. So now, Iyamris, if you're going to tell me that a katan is an asur, and he can't shave during Chol HaMoed, are you going to then tell me, Nimtzeis Avelos noheges b'katan? Can't be, because we said above, V'tanya mekaren l'katan b'bnei agmas nefesh, only because agmas nefesh, but not for himself. So the Gemara concludes, Amar Rashi, Mi katani hasun, Dilma yeshmim also yeshmim mutter. Okay, so again, similar conversation here in the Gemara. So the Gemara now says, Avel eino noeg aveluso berega. We know that there is no avelus on Yom Tif at all. How do we know this? Shenemar v'samachta b'chagecha. You're supposed to celebrate with the chag, with the Yom Tif. So now, e avelus demekara, if the person was sitting Shiva beforehand, and then Yontif came during his Shiva, so Asi Asei Dirabim, V'dachi Asei Diyachid. The Asei Dirabim, the Simchas Yontif, is a Simcha of the Tzibur. That's a powerful Asei. That's going to be Doche, the individual Asei of keeping Avelos. We'll look at the interesting Tosfos in a second on top. The Avelos Dehasha, if the person lost a relative on the Regel, so Avelos is trying to come onto the guy now, that can be true because halo asi asay diyachid bedachi asay derabim. An individual asay of avelus cannot push off a powerful asay of the rabim of the tzibur. So no matter how it is, no matter how you slice it, there is no avelus on Yom Tif. Now there is a difference halach lemaisa though, whether avelus happened before Yom Tif or happened on Yom Tif. Either way, there's no avelus practiced. But does he have to keep Shiva afterwards? So the halach is, as we'll see later on in the Masechta, if the guy started keeping even Miksas Yom, just a part of a day, Erev Yom Tif, that's a Shiva, and Yom Tif knocks out Shiva, and afterwards he keeps Shloshim. If, however, the mace happens sometime on Yom Tif or Chol HaMoed, so Avelus is never Chal at all, and there's a delayed Shiva. After the Yom Tif Sheni, Yom Tif Achron is over, then the person sits a full Shiva. That's the difference of before versus on. But certainly during this course of Yom Tov and Chol HaMoed, there is no Avelos. Look at the interesting Tosas on top here. Tosas writes, Dima Maschel Asei Diyachid, which is referring to Avelos, that Avelos is an individual Asei, Mashma, De Avelos Ika Asei De Araisa. There's a mitzvah deraisa to keep Avelos. Now the truth is, there's really a three-way machlokas here. One opinion thinks all Shiva is deraisa, which is what Tosas seems to imply. The other opinion thinks that all Shiva is only Dirabanan. And then there's a middle shita, I think it's the Rif, I didn't look it up again, but I think it says one day, the first day, is Avelus Adiraisa, the rest is only Dirabanan. Those are the three shitas. But it's clear from Tosas that he says, right now, at least from the Gemara, that the mitzvah of Avelus is a mitzvah Adiraisa. How do we know this? Midilo kamar v'dachi ase Dirabanan. The Gemara could have said, Yantiv is a Adiraisa, and Avelus is Dirabanan, so Adiraisa is Docha Dirabanan. The fact that the Gemara didn't say that tells us that Avelus is a deraisa, and the only reason why Yontif is Toche Avelus is because Yontif is derabim, and Avelus is diyachin. So Tosa asks a very important question. We saw a few days ago, V'haid dekamer la'el daf yud aleph, lo mi bai yimei Avelu derabanan. The Gemara clearly calls Avelus dine derabanan. So how could that be? If the Gemara in Yud Dalet implies Avelus is deraisa, how could the Gemara in Yud Aleph say it's only derabanan? The Tosas answers, "Haynu asiyas malacha denafkalan measmachta mevafachti chagechem leevel." Ava guf ha'avelus deraisa. Tosas says the concept of avelus is deraisa, but what Rav Soloveitchik would call the nihuge avelus are only derabanan. The various details are derabanan, but the concept is a deraisa concept. How do you go about practicing it? That Chachamim decided, but the concept is a deraisa concept. It's very similar to the model of Chol HaMoed, where the Gemara in Chagiga Daf Yud Ches tells us that it's a Chol HaMoed is a mitzvah deraisa, but it's masul chachamim to figure out the details of Davar HaAved and Tzarchei Rabim and Tzarech Moed. So it's a concept of deraisa, but the details are dinei Dirabanan. Okay. Vayitin the Gemara. Halfway down. The Gemara says, Menuda mahu sheyinhog nidui niduyo birega. Menuda, a person who's placed in excommunication. There are a number of reasons why Chacham might place him in nidui. So the halacha, the question is, does he practice his nidui of being separate from everybody else or in yantif? So Amar of Yosef, Tashma, Danin dine nefashos v'dine makos v'dine mamunos. On Chol HaMoed, the Bezdin would convene and they would judge various types of cases. Now, Elo Tzai Dina, what happens if a person summoned to court doesn't show up? The law is Misham Tinale, we put him in excommunication. We put him in Nidui. Now, Visaka Daita, Eino Noeg Nidui Viregel, Mishumas Vase Mekara, Asiregel Dachile, Hasha Misham Tinale, Anan. So if you're telling me that Nidui is not practiced in Chol HaMoed, so if we say that a guy who is nidui from before Yontif, and Yontif comes along and pushes away his nidui, so then would we allow Bezin to convene? And there's a potential, there's a possibility that a guy might not show up and you're going to give him nidui on Chol HaMoed? That doesn't make any sense. So it must be that there is nidui on Chol HaMoed, because otherwise they wouldn't convene on Chol HaMoed, because they might have to deal with making a guy into nidui. So the fact that they do have a Bezin on Chol HaMoed tells us that we are allowed to place him in Nidui, and it is practiced on Chol HaMoed. So Amar Le Abaye says, who says, V'dilma li'yune bedina? Maybe they would only have batidinim just to be ma'ayin into the case, but not to actually give it psak din, just to learn be ma'ayin into the psak. But there's no practice of giving a psak din, which means they don't have to give Nidui to anybody. So the Gemara says, D'ilam te mahachi, we don't say this, Hachanami temahachi dine nefashos dikatani. Hachanami dikatlina le. So are we going to actually say they're going to carry out a death penalty on Chol HaMoed? That's going to hold back people from Simchas Yomtiv. Not the person who's being killed, but the dayanim. How so? Ditanya, Rabbi Kiva Omer, there's a Gemara in Sanhedrin as well. Minayin le Sanhedrin, shehargu es a nefesh, they're about to kill someone, give the capital punishment. She'ein to'amim kol osayom. They don't eat anything all day long. They're supposed to fast when they give dinei nefashos. So now that means on Chol HaMoed they're fasting, so that's going to obviously prevent them from having any simchas yomtiv. How do we know this? Tamalom lo sochel al hadam. You're not supposed to eat when you're giving dam, when you're killing someone. So therefore, when the Gemara says that they gave dinei nefashos on Chol HaMoed, it couldn't mean literally dinei nefashos, because Dayanim couldn't give that capital punishment, because that would force him to fast. And fasting would be minoy of Simchas Yomtiv. So therefore, the whole idea is that simply, Ella, they're liuna bedina. They're just investigating the case, but they're not giving any punishments and any psakdin. Hachanami liuna bedina. So here too as well, then when it comes to dinei mamnas and dinei nefashos, the dinei malkos, they're only being ma'ayin into the din, and they would never ever give a punishment, nor would they ever give a nidui. So there is no raya from this case whether nidui is practiced at all. So the Gemara says, Amr le im kain, nimsis ma'anis dino. So that's the case. So this concept, inoy hadin. You can't delay a person's punishment. We're going to look into it, and we'll let you know what we decide in a week from today. That's called inoy hadin. That's an iser to delay a person's psak din. So the Gemara says, you're right. So Amr le, the Gemara says, also matafru ma'ayne bidine. Vayel v'achli v'shasu kol yoma v'hadir asu b'shkias achama v'garminu ladina v'katli le. So what would happen is they would come in the morning, they'd research the case, they would then go in and eat something and drink, because the only time it's asu to eat and drink is if they gave a psak din. They decided that there's din in the fashos, so now we can't eat the rest of the day. So at this point they first were ma'ayin, they didn't give a psak din yet, they ate and drank, then they went back to shkias achama, they gave the psak din. At that point, they can't eat anymore, and then they kill the guy. So now we see from here, they would give capital punishment, which means they would also have to give out nidui if a person didn't listen to the psak din. So nidui is practiced on Chol HaMoed according to this understanding. So it's still not clear yet. So Amar Bai, Bai says, Tashma u'menuda she'etir lo chachamim. So the Mishnah clearly says, a menuda who chachamim permit are allowed to shave and allowed to do laundry on Chol HaMoed. So what's the raya from here? So the raya from here is that it sounds like all. Hitiu sounds chachamim, hitiu. They permitted all menudas. All menudot are permitted in Chol HaMoed, the Mefurish Mishnah. So the Gemara tweaks it with a couple letters which changed everything. No. Chachamim she'mikatani, Amar Rava, mikatani she'tiruhu, Chachamim she'tiru lo Chachamim. Rather like this. Mikatani she'tiru Chachamim, she'tiru lo Chachamim. If Chachamim permitted a particular individual, that individual could shave. But they weren't making a blanket heter of all menudas, so there is no raya from the Mishnah. So the Gemara says, Katani de'alzi l'paisi l'baldina. What happened was, this individual, who was a menuda, went back to the guy who he perhaps disrespected, and he says, I'm sorry for what I did. Vasa kamed rabbanon. He went to the rabbi, said, I forgive the guy, and sharulu, they permitted, they removed the nidui, and that's why he was able to shave and take do laundry. But the regular case, they weren't making a blanket heter of all menudas. Look for a moment at Tosfos Dibur Maschil Mimane Misimchas Yomtiv. Very interesting Tosfos. He writes that Hiksha B'Tosfos HaRebbe Elazar Rebbe Chanan probably actually Heichi Kashale. What's the question? Daha Mimne Misimchas Yomtiv Meichil V'Shtia. What's the biggest problem the Gemara thought of was they couldn't eat and drink and they'll lose out on Simchas Yomtiv. I've got a bigger problem, says Tosfos. The guf ha'hariga, do malacha, lo chashinan. What about murdering someone? That's also malacha. Granted, there's a heter to kill the guy because he violated an issa deraisa that was warranting punishment, but still a mice, it's a malacha. So how is that not a concern on Chol HaMoed? The Tosfos answers, v'nir li, mida'os rachman havaras bas kohen b'shabbos. The fact that it's usher to burn a bas kohen who is mezaneh on Shabbos, and so to all other mises bezdin. What's the source, by the way, that we know you can't give a mises bezdin on Shabbos? Anybody know? Rambam has a unique shita. How we know you cannot give a mises bezdin on Shabbos? Lo svar eish b'chol moshu seichem. He uses as the raya for that you cannot give punishment on Shabbos. Tosfos is a similar thing. You can't burn a bas kohen on Shabbos, implying dafka on Shabbos, mechlal de b'moed shari. So even though there's a malacha, there's a gzeres akasev that implies that it's permitted to give a mises bezdin, so that's why the Gemara wasn't concerned with it. Or inami, kevin shi mitzvah letzarech yamtif karina bay. So we know, even though normally malacha is asar and chal hamoed, but if it's letzarech yamtif, it's permitted, you're allowed to cook letzarech yamtif, so somehow the killing of this person is considered tzarech yamtif, and one of the heterim of doing malacha on Chol HaMoed. The Gemara now says, last four narrow lines down, Mitzorah Mahu Shiyanik Tarasu Beregel. So Mitzorah has all the different halachas, he has to be separate from everybody else. So does he have to keep that during Chol HaMoed as well? And same with shaving, or maybe everything's held up on Chol HaMoed, he could shave and come back to the tzibur in the regel, and then go back outside after the regel. What's the halacha? So Amar Baye, Baye says, Tashma. Hanazir v'amitzora metumas al tarasa. So the Mishnah says one of the individuals who are permitted to shave is a nazir and a mitzora who left the state of tuma and entered into the state of tara. So we see from here that habi may tumaso nahig only because the mitzora became tahor. But if he remained in the state of tuma, so then he has to continue the practice of mitzora of living outside the camps and not shaving. So Gemara says no. Lo mi bai kamar. Certainly the case where the Mitzor is in Tuma, he certainly doesn't have to practice the halachas of Taras during Regel. Aval Taraso, when he became Tahor, Nigzer Shema Yisha Karbonosov. So there's a concern, the guy became Tahor, if we say he could start shaving, he could do everything else, Bechotz Chol HaMoed, he might hold back and forget to bring his Karbonos because he thinks he could shave now, he's a complete Tahor. And we don't want that to happen. So maybe we should make the guy who's actually tahor not shave until he's brought his karbanos first. Kamash Malan, we're not concerned with that happening. The moment the mitzor becomes tahor, he could shave and go back into the camps, even though he didn't bring his karbanos. And we have faith in him that he'll go ahead and follow through and bring in the karbanos. No, you can. But I guess the point would be, we're allowing him to shave immediately, even before he's brought them yet. It might take a couple hours before he buys the right animals to bring and schleps it to the base of Mikdash. He's outside the camps, wherever that camps are outside.
Yeah, he's ready to go through his tower process. He can't shave.
He cannot
until
shave
after he brings his kibbutz. So exactly. He gets a couple of extra hours.
Exactly. That's what it seems like. Right. So then the Gemara says, we'll just finish the last raya here. Amarava Tashma Vatsarua Rabbat's Kohen Gadol. The extra word Hatsarua in the pasuk tells me that even a Kohen Gadol can have a din of Mitzara. So the Gemara says, V'ha Kohen Gadol Dechol Ashana Kiregel L'chul Yam Adami. The Kohen Gadol, every day of the year, the Kohen Gadol, it's like, it's a regel, it's a Yom Tifer. One of the reasons why it's a Yom Tifer, I mentioned this in the past several times, but he bring, exactly, every single day he brings an Asiras Ha'efa, he brings a certain measure of a Mincha, and they do Chatzi of that in the morning, Chatzi of that in the afternoon, he brings a carbon every single day, the Kohen Gadol, so it's a Yom Tifer for him. So he would, so since it's a regel, the Gemara says further, brings a Raya, how do we know it's a regel? Brings a different proof, the Tnan, Kohen Gadol Makriv Onen, Veino Ochel. So the lach is that a person who's an Onen, it's a Isser Deraisa for an Onen to send a carbon. He has a, the Gemara in Zvachim tells us that, actually, really not sure, I'm sorry. An Onen, the concept of Aninus, when a person has a death in the family prior to Kavura, Balaila, the Gemara says, that night, there's a Din Deraisa of Aninus for the Laila, but not Bayom. The daytime has a Din Derabanan of Aninus. But the loch is an onen is not allowed to be makriv karbanos. But the Kohen Gadol is allowed to. Because if an onen, a Kohen Hedyot, who's an onen, if it's on Yomtif, even though he's an onen, he is allowed to bring a karban. So Kohen Gadol, who becomes an onen any day of the year, is allowed to bring karbanos. Tells us that it's always a regel. He's never affected by the halachas of aninus because it's always a regel for him. That's the proof. So the Gemara says, even though it's a regel for him, he still can become a mitzora. So we see a mitzora does practice, just like a Kohen Gadol can be a mitzora, even though it's a regel for him every single day, so to a regular mitzora does keep his tzaras halachas on a regel. Shmamina noeg tzaraso beregel shmamina. Okay, we'll stop here.